Have you been out by there? Since I...
Yeah, that's fine.
Cut the trees and stuff down? Johnny got dirty with me.
I don't remember any of that. I don't recall that. I wouldn't. I'm thinking of that story. I got no visual proof. No pictures, no none of that. Me. Said nothing.
I can't remember anybody was there.
I got no visual proof I was ever near that place. No visual proof.
Surveillance camera.
Oh, cool.
He knows he's not denying it.
He's lying now.
I can't tell you either. There's got to be one somewhere.
Okay, we ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get our meeting started. We'll do the pledge of the flag, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have the clerk do the roll call.
Here.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Srulik.
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, August the 3rd.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $3,876.05. Police, $1,728.21. Fire, $1,173.56. Street, $5,521.06. Park, $6,544.22. Public health and safety, $423.75. Liability insurance, $159,428.34. Garbage disposal, $56.15. Cemetery, $291.93. Water operations, $38,039.29. Sewer operations, $252.56. EPA West Side Water Loan Payment, $52,682.22. EPA Sewer Project Loan Payment, $74,898.36. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $571.92. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $413,089.69.
Thank you. A motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
Need a second?
I'll second.
Motion to approve and second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Move on down to streets and public improvement.
Just got a few things. I want to just remind everybody that citywide cleanup will take place September 1st through October 15th. You'll get one voucher per home, and the date's Monday through Friday from 7 o'clock in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon, and then on Saturday, September 12th, we're only going to do one Saturday this year, and that's from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also, the guys are out picking up brush again this week. We're getting a few piles that are oversized, and we just remind people what the sizes that piles are supposed to be. It's only a 4x4x7, and some places we're even getting some home loan putting out two piles separate from each other where there's supposed to be only one pile. But overall, the guys, people are doing pretty well with this. So, and there again, Center Street project still going on. Looks like Looks like you're doing some progress on it, so that's all I have at this time.
Thank you. Public property?
I do not have a whole lot this evening, just normal work going on. The guys are just helping out where they can, helping brush and stuff, and all the departments are working together. And
sure.
Just like we always do, so I'm glad to see that there is some normalcy.
So okay.
That's all I have.
Thank you, John. Health and safety?
I've got a couple things. First off, everybody, at the last meeting, you seen where I made a recommendation to tear the ultimate play space down. I have since went back and looked it over and visited with a bunch of people and changed my mind, and we're going to go with doing some repair work on it and tearing, you know, taking out some of the rotted areas and putting new back, and that's progressing pretty well. We've taken a lot of rotted area out, and we're not going to put it back because it's non-essential stuff, not part of the play space. Little walls and stuff that were just rotten and holding back water. So we're doing stuff like that. We're getting ready to put some posts in and start building back. We've had some pretty generous donations of products they've donated to us. And later on down the road for it, after we get it built back, we hope to have a public day of paint and stain. So people that want to help do that can help do that. That's pretty much that on that. Oh, and also we were able to get $2,300 give to us from the former Ultimate Play Space Committee. Mm-hmm. They thought this would be a perfect time to give that back to us to, and you know, we're using that for materials. So also, Ben, you want to bring us up to speed on the golf carts?
Just give you a little update. I'm sure you've probably seen as you passed the non-highway vehicle ordinance last time, that went into effect this past Thursday, I believe it was, the 13th. To date, as of today, we've registered 9 golf carts. All have, everything's gone very smooth so far. Those can be done Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4 p.m. We're doing it only during business hours now, as we're kind of working through just to make sure we can kind of solidify the process that we're going to use. Individuals can pick up a permit application at the police department. They take that, fill out the top information. They bring that back with their proof of minimum liability insurance, along with the cart, to the Clinton Police Department. We conduct the inspection then of all the safety equipment, and then we issue them a permit. We are allowing, as long as a vehicle has, or as long as a golf cart has proof of liability insurance, a completed application with all of the necessary safety equipment, we are allowing them to move them, drive them from the place of storage or home to the police department one time for inspection. But it has to accompany those documents with it. A couple things just to clarify that have kind of come up through this that maybe we didn't think about ahead of time but are easily able to navigate. The question came up, and we will allow, if an individual registers a cart but then say sometime throughout the year trades that, we will transfer that registration from one cart to the other. However, the new cart will still have to undergo an inspection. But as far as the permit that is paid for, just like with a vehicle, we will transfer that permit. If a cart itself is transferred from one owner to the next, it will require a new registration and new inspection. We want to do that so that the individual who is registering the cart, we are verifying that the proper safety equipment was on there at the time. We've already had that, as you know. We registered a cart and did an inspection last Thursday. That cart has since changed hands to a new owner already. As of today, we did require them to bring that cart up. They have to register it anyways. While they're doing the registration, we're going to go ahead and do a subsequent inspection to make sure that all the equipment is still there, everything's good, and send them on their way. So no issues to date. We have had a complaint. We've had one violation is all. We're certainly going to work with those cart owners with information. We want everybody to be safe. We're sending that information out, answering any questions that they might have before they hit the street in their new car. So far, everything's going just fine.
I have one that was brought to me, Ben. Speed limit is 20 on them. A car is 30. If they come up behind a cart going 20, are they allowed to go around them?
They are. It is actually in the ordinance. The obligation of the cart has to yield to overtaking traffic.
Okay.
So a cart operator traveling down the roadway that has a car come up behind them, it is their duty to pull to the right and allow the car to come around them.
Okay.
So the other things that are probably the reminders are 18 years of age with a valid driver's license, obviously the necessary inspection and registration with the city, but 18 with a valid driver's license, half an hour before sunrise to a half an hour after sunset, no children under the age of 8 who are subject to the Illinois Child Protection Passenger Protection Act, and not able to operate on state highways. So those are the things, probably the high points that we need to hit with everybody as they come in to register. Most everyone has been aware of that. We've also guided them to where they can read the full ordinance. So far, so good. We've got 9 of them. We had 6 in the first 2 days, and we picked up 3 more today. So
now the registered person can allow somebody else to drive,
correct? That's a good question, because nearly everybody has asked that. A lot of times couples will come in and they have a cart. It really only needs to be in one person's name. We can put both names on it, it's fine, but they don't have to list drivers. Anyone 18 years of age with a valid driver's license can drive that cart. It just has to be registered to an individual. Again, much the same as a car, I can allow you to borrow. I mean, you can borrow my car if I allow you. So it's not restricted to only the registered owner that can drive it. So any other questions about that?
That's all I
have. So far, again, we're kind of navigating some just little fine points as we go, but I think so far it's working out fine.
Good. Thank you. Cheryl, you have a transfer for the cemetery?
Yeah. Motion to approve the transfer of cemetery spaces from DeWitt Lodge number 84 AF and AM to Richard and Jeannie Goff in Woodlawn Section D, Lot 91, spaces 5 and 6, in the amount of $100.
I would make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes.
I have nothing else.
Okay, thank you. Move down to accounts and finance. Do you have anything for us, Tom?
Hey, I sure do. Cleaned up the actuarial reports on the police department. Got some fireman pension funds. The Fireman's Pension Fund, if you recall, with our property tax last year, we transferred actually to reduce the hospital levy, but we increased the Fireman's Pension Fund levy, so we increased the amount of the funded amount of that, because it's always been around in the 50%. We are now up to 82%. So what we did worked, and with the, he also said that with the second installment of taxes, once that's received, then we will be able to, the balance in the account will be a higher amount, and we do the same type of investments that we do with the police pension fund, which means that we'll be able to get more in the fund continually. So that's good news. And that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. We'll move down to unfinished business. We got a few few items we need to work on here. The sale of personal property to the sewer treatment or the sewer department.
Mm-hmm. Motion to adopt ordinance number 1519, an ordinance authorizing sale of personal property owned by the city of Clinton, Illinois. This is in the sewer department, a 1999 Jeep.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Been a few years.
Steve's old Jeep.
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Next, we'll move down to this personal property from the police department.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1520, an ordinance authorizing sale of personal property owned by the city of Clinton, Illinois. This is the police department, handguns, shotguns, and ammunition.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Right. Motion been made and second. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. The water tower cleaning and contract is on the agenda, but we're going to table that tonight because we haven't formally got the contract back. We're going to move down to some other business. Is the bids for the summer maintenance. Ileana Contract Construction Company for the summer maintenance.
We'd like to see about going ahead and voting on that tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Yeah. Motion to approve the 2020 MFT summer maintenance bid from Ileana Construction Company in the amount of $97,808.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. The next item we need to vote on is the supplemental resolution for the 2020 summer maintenance.
Yeah. Motion to approve supplemental resolution 2020-9, resolution for maintenance under the Illinois Highway Code for the 2020 MFT summer maintenance in the amount of $7,500.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Next is the unfortunate problem we had with the air conditioner down in the police department, the lower business area, the court or the business building. So we got to vote on it to get it paid for.
Motion to approve the replacement of the condenser and a coil for the HVAC in the police department in the amount not to exceed $15,000.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on it? You want to talk? Tell us a little bit about that, Tim.
Well, as from all the extra sweat the police department does downstairs, they kind of wore it out, but the old unit is basically just outlived its age. The biggest problem it is, it's a 7.5-ton unit, so it's pretty good size. It's not your conventional home unit by any means. The other problem is trying to keep it to the size that it fits on the side of the building, because the chief said it ate up a lot of the ground over there. So come future years, someone's going to have to deal with the problem that the unit takes up more space than we really have for it. But it's all here. It should be finalized tomorrow. They've been working on it for about 3 days on and off, so the boys should be back up running tomorrow.
Okay. Any other discussion? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds? Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. We're going to place a couple items on file. A bid for the removal of the sludge lime down at the water treatment plant. And we're also going to place on file the purchase of wood chips for the park department. We'll place them two on file. With that, that's all of our business this evening. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Stroud?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
All right. See you, Tom.
See you.